Invasion Network! Are you ready to rock? 1, 2, 3, that's all I've learned. I started learning last week.
So, the performance was lacking. The lead was miscast. Your 3 rendition of Angels in America just does not hold a candle to the original.
Simply pop the bag in, boil it for 9 hours at 76 degrees.
I shan't be spoken to like that in my own manner, Bran. Pass me the keys to the forklift.
Lord Chantley, you've just had an antihistamine. You can't operate heavy machinery.
Somebody's got to move those pallets of pesto. And you have that one really, really big leg. To hell with protocol! Move an inch. If just one of those pallets falls, Brunch is set back 20 minutes.
A town in crisis. Bin men on strike. Street overflowing rubbish.
I've seen Rat Rad and a badger.
What?
Swear down.
And the mayor? Nowhere to be seen.
You're listening to Ickerwick FM and this is...
Well, here we are, and once again, the mayor is seemingly unable to pick up his telephone.
Well, we all know he's out attending house parties every week like it's still the 90s.
You are not a celebrity anymore, Mr. Mayor, and Fiat Tinner hasn't returned your calls in 25 years.
So instead, we're joined by the mayor's barely legal assistant. It's Nicola Trickle.
Thank you. It's hot in here, actually.
You know what we're here to talk about. The bin strike. It's been going on for weeks.
The bin men don't want to pick up the rubbish. And that's their job.
They do want to pick up the waste. They just want a fair pay.
Can I correct you there, Amy? Because they're not after Nicola Trickle to up the wages. They're after the mayor to do it. But for some reason, we've been sent the admin assistant. I don't know what you are.
As you know, the mayor is on an island at the moment. Very important business he's doing abroad. I'm here to just reassure you that we're not going to put up those wages and we're not going to do what the bin men want until they want to do their jobs. Like, we can encourage them all we want. We can say, hey, would you like to get up and do your job today? And do you know the number of bin men I have called personally? To their personal phone numbers, not their work phones.
How did you get their numbers, their private numbers?
That was through my ex was friends with one of them, and I still had him on Facebook. So I met him on Facebook. I said, you might not remember me, because it was about 16 years ago that we went out at school. He wasn't a bin man back then, but I seen on Facebook because he sometimes posts pics of him in the bin. Stuff.
Nicola, none of this sounds ethical.
What?
Wait, it doesn't sound ethical.
Is that not GDPR?
You should know what GDPR is.
GDPR stands for don't tell people's personal phone numbers online and stuff like that.
Nicola, you're rolling in here full of excuses. You're calling the bin men lazy.
I didn't say they're lazy. Look, some people need more sleep than others, and I include myself in that.
What are you going to do about it, Nicola? I don't want you to get upset here. You know, you are very young.
I'm not crying.
You're sort of crying. I don't quite know what that is. I've never seen a human do that before, but whatever it is...
I'm holding it in.
Okay, well, maybe you should let it out, because it looks painful, Nicola, but it's not going to get rid of the rubbish.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
See it, say it's sorted.
Yeah.
So we've... Yeah.
Rachel, Ross... Phoebe.
Now we're getting somewhere. But Nicola, where is the mayor? He's not got round the table with the union leaders. Maybe you think that because he was a television personality in the 90s, you know, he's too big to talk to the working man. The bin men are asking for very little. Minimum wage, Nicola.
About the minimum wage, it's too high. If you had it, you'd be like, I can't spend all this. We are working on the bin strike every single second of the day. And
well, you're in here. And if I'm quite honest...
What, was I not meant to come? I don't know what you want from me.
What do I do with my waste?
Burn it. Burn it outside. And that means
Nicola,
that the smoke can go off into the air and it just dissipates and it's fine.
Nicola, this is an environmental issue. You can't
exactly.
be burning things.
The thing is, it just disappears.
But we need the bin man working. Do you have a solution?
Look, I agree with that. I'm calling out. Get out of your bed. Stop watching TV.
They're not all in bed watching telly, just some of them. And I honestly wish they'd stop posting that on their social media because it's not helping their cause.
The thing about what happens when you are too kind to the workers is that they take the piss. Can I say piss?
Piss, yeah. Let's all say piss. Chris, do you want to say piss?
No, sorry.
Patel, would you like to say piss?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind piss.
No, yeah. Mr. Patel, you should never, ever negotiate with workers. Ever.
Right.
That if I learnt one thing at my NVQ in politics.
You did an NVQ in politics?
I'm completing it as we speak.
Are
my textbooks. I brought them with me because I've got an exam on Tuesday.
Nicola, the town is in a state. What are you going to do about it?
We have got a solution to this. we're getting these private bin men up from London.
Gotcha bin men.
And, you know, we just pay them a lot of money to come and take everything away, so it's all going to be fine.
You're
in a few weeks.
You're privatising it. There's absolutely no hope of the bin men getting minimum wage. This is news to us, Nicola.
No, this is news to us.
We've not heard anything about this.
Listeners, you heard it here first.
No, this is a scoop.
No, no.
This is not a scandal.
That's not a scoop. Bin men. They're like normal bin men, but they wear nice uniforms and they just do it straight away and they don't complain about it.
Nicola, you're privatising the
sector. No, we're not. This is absolutely outrageous.
Promise us this wouldn't happen the wrong way around. No, I think you've been very clear, Nicola. I think you've been absolutely clear. You have told us and we are breaking the story live.
Don't break anything. It's broken out there, Nicola.
The dam has broken.
Everybody knows and everybody in this town is disappointed with you, Nicola.
Can I just say, I don't know, I haven't got to the privatisation module in my thing and I don't know exactly what it means. I don't think you are right about the scoop. I think it's just I'm saying a normal thing that you knew already and it's fine.
I am disgusted with what I'm hearing and I think everyone listening to this will be disgusted. I would say the entire town is disappointed in your babyish brand of incompetency. You are selfish, you are out of your depth and you are frankly pathetic.
And you are an arsehole.
But now it's time for Winner Winner Chicken Dinner!
Yay!
Time!
Thanks for staying around, Nicola.
Stop crying, Nicola. It's all right, yeah. Okay, well, pick yourself up off the floor.
Have a tissue.
Now, of course, it's that time of the week when we ask you listeners, what are your small wins of the week?
Celebrating the little things, the little achievements that you've done this week. We want to hear them.
And of course, the prize, as ever, is a chicken dinner cooked by our very own producer, Mr. Patel.
And I will cook in your home. I will give the full list of ingredients. You have to buy all the ingredients. And I won't do any washing for you. And you have to give me the lift back home.
There you go. You can't say fairer than that. But joining us, as we've still got the one and only TikTok star, Nicola Trickle, and of course, Mayor's assistant, but also a very famous TikTok star with over 4,000 followers.
And she's doing one of the characters for us today.
My favourite character, I have to say.
It's the Trickle Monster!
Hello!
Yes! Oh, there it is. You've seen it, you've liked it. And now the Trickle Monster is going to judge, everybody rings in with their little wins of the week, and the Trickle Monster will pick a winner.
If the Trickle Monster is impressed, it makes this noise.
Ah, yes!
And if the Trickle Monster is depressed, it makes this noise. We don't want to be hearing that today.
Okay, so we've got our first caller on the line. Hello! What's your little win of the week?
My win of the week is I'm at a supermarket and I'm scanned an apple, but what I've actually had is a Jules Verne air fryer. So if you follow what I'm doing here, I'm getting a Jules Verne air fryer for the price of a little apple.
What do you think of that, Trickle Monster?
I can't endorse that.
Yeah, right. The Trickle Monster can't endorse
just
that one.
Just shoplifting.
Let's move on to the caller number two. What is your win of the week?
An offender is trying to contact you from HMP Icklewick. Calls are monitored and are charged at 10p per minute. To accept this call, please press 1.
Mr. Patel, can we accept the charges?
We can make an exception in this case.
Okay, big spender.
Yes, please, we accept the charges.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your win of the week?
I got a free car.
Oh.
But first, I got a gun.
Right, okay, that's... I've gone. Indeed, the Trickle Monster there.
Let's hope for a better call of three.
What's your win of the week?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Hello, hi, yes, this is Mrs. Lee.
Mrs. Lee?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I thought I recognised that Trickle Monster on the radio.
Do you remember me?
Of course I remember you. Well, you're one of my brightest, kindest pupils, and, well, I just thought I'd lend my support.
You're just saying that.
Not at all. And my win of the week is hearing my favourite student on the radio, trying her best. And, like, I know it's hard, but I'm sure you'll do the right thing.
Oh,
that's nice. Something to think about, eh?
That's really nice. Trickle Monster, who do you think deserves that chicken dinner?
That's the last caller.
Mrs. Lee, you have won a lovely chicken dinner cooked by our very own Miss Patel.
What just happened there? Sound confusing. You're only seeing half of it. You need to get on TikTok and see what she's doing physically.
And the costume! It is amazing. But I will be honest, it was a bit distracting when we were talking about the very serious issue of the bin strike. But when you do the Trickle Monster in the competition, all the bits, all the feathers, all
all the dangly bits. It was absolutely brilliant.
I just got to do something quick.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yep. Okay, yep, just knocking that over our way.
That was the triple.
Crazy character. Bad at the day job.
But good at the TikTok.
Good at the TikTok.
And that's what's important in this day and age.
That's the only thing that matters.
And we will be back after this short break.
Looking for something to do with the kids this half term? Come on down to the Body Farm, Icklewick's newest family day out. Yay! Explore over 3 acres of cadavers in various states of decay. Don't worry, it's very respectful. All the corpses you see were either volunteers or people nobody cared about.
But it's Uncle Paul.
Listen to that. He used to be a judge, and now he's slime. There's a cafe too. We do cronuts, but you won't want them, not after what you've seen. Please come. We used to be a research facility, but the university cut all our funding, and I have mouths to feed. To find the Body Farm, drive west out on the A Road until the smell hits you.
And we are back talking about the binge track. We are fielding your questions for Nicola Trickle, the mayor's assistant. She's just had to step out momentarily to take a call or whatever. Lady business, I don't know.
In the meantime, let's take a caller.
It's me, Sharon.
Sharon, can you tell us, how is the binge track affecting your business down at the salon?
It's the disintegration of society, isn't it? Because if you can't do that, then how are we going to send them all back if we can't even get rid of the rubbish, you know?
Oh,
do you know what I mean? I mean, where's it going to go? There's not, like, a big hole that you can just put them all in, put it all in,
put
can
them
you?
All in, right.
And can I just say, as a solo business owner, I am up to my eyeballs in it. What people don't realise is, you know those little fish that you get? We get them imported from China. You know that nibble at the skin on feet?
Yeah.
Well, they get big, you know, because the fish, I mean, that you think that skin, it's got protein in them and they've got muscle on them. And how would I get rid of them? I tried wringing the necks. Don't wear. Those bastards won't die, you know. I've put them in a bath with bleach. We can't get rid of them. Some of them have got teeth now.
Oh, my God. Mm. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. Nicola's coming back. Hello.
Sorry about that. I just had to have a little cry again.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I feel a lot lighter.
All right, OK. Well, of course, we are here.
Oh, dear,
and
there's an urgent email on the news desk, and it has a red flag on it, so it's must read now.
Oh, OK.
Are you logged in? Yeah, you're logged in.
Attention. No. Do you want to tickle old ladies in your area?
That's just
old ladies are waiting.
For dads. Oh, my God. What's this? It's from an anonymous sender. Dear Icklewick FM.
That's us.
Here's an early Christmas present for you. Too long has this town suffered under the control of an iron fist in a spotty glove. A former celebrity was never going to make Icklewick great again, and this attached zip drive of emails, receipts and photographs should make sure his path of destruction comes to an end. Yours, X, brackets, formerly Twitter.
Wow.
My goodness, you got a message from Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, and it appears to be just looking through this attachment.
Extract all. Don't do it one at a time. All. Extract all.
I want to prove every single one, but time is of the essence.
Come on.
For once in my life, I'm going to extract all. We've got a lot of receipts, photo. Oh, my God. Look at that photograph, Amy.
Oh, my God. Zoom in. Oh, my God. Is that the mayor?
That's the mayor and other shady power brokers at the tip, which is closed, drinking wine, red wine. Nicola, you're there drinking red wine.
At the tip, which is closed. It is prohibited.
Well, you don't know when that photo's from. That, you know, I can't drink. I'm not old enough.
Is you, the mayor, who is supposedly a whim business, my cousin, lots of high-flying businessmen, you've got Stanley Power.
Stanley Power.
The football manager.
And is that Mr. Patel? Are you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Didn't think to mention this, Mr. Patel, that you're out drinking with the mayor.
I took Stanley Power there and he said, why not come in and have a drink yourself?
Oh.
I just went in.
That's appalling.
It is shocking.
I am engorged with fury.
Don't use that word.
I'm engorged.
Nope.
I'm frothing with fury.
No,
the brim here.
No.
With the bits and pieces that are in here, we've got receipts.
This one's boring, it's got no more stuff in, it's just an invoice for a gotcha bins. Hang on.
Nicola Trickle, I put it to you that Gotcha Bins is actually owned by the mayor of Icklewick.
The smoking bullet.
This is a money-making scheme. Not only are you privatising and betraying the workforce of Icklewick, you are putting money into our mayor's pocket. This is illegal.
This is a smoking gun, and we are on the grassy knoll. Point it at your head, which has just exploded like a melon.
Yeah, he's funding the...
And, yes, and that's bad.
That's bad, Nicola.
Because that's a privatising, which will directly benefit the mayor, a civil servant.
I hear what you're saying. It's he's going to be making money off this.
He's going to be making a lot of money off
this. Which is what we need for this town.
Nicola, that's illegal. That's embezzlement.
Which is bad.
We need money in the town, and that's good.
He's just going straight in his pocket. How do you have your job?
Yeah, no, he's probably just spending it all on gunge. Have you studied fraud on your cars? Amy, look at that. Where is this company? Where is its office address registered?
London.
Uh-oh.
London.
Has anything good ever come out of London? There's a famous jazz club, but it's in a Pizza Express. Do you know what I mean?
It's insane.
Why is that bad?
The mayor is corrupt, and we have the evidence.
And you are but a puppet. Not a fun marionette.
Now, Nicola Trickle.
No, I like playing a puppet.
And on that note, let's go to the news. Oh, but I mean, it's just this, isn't it? We are the news. It's like Inception.
We're in it.
It's just this. You get it. There's a leak. There's a bad mare. Let's go to Simon Tuck, who's on the scene. Simon, how you doing?
Who's this?
Are you in bed?
Oh, yeah, I'm in bed, to be honest with you. Wow, what's going on?
You meant to be at the mayor's office.
Right, I'll get some pants on.
No, don't worry about it.
Are they mine or yours?
Oh!
What are we screaming for?
Oh, someone just flew past the window. It looked like a rat riding a badger. That just can't be hygienic. Mr. Patel, can you do anything?
I will call Shafto.
The guy with the flagpole?
Yeah, he's very cool.
Hello?
Shafto, Icklewick's best only pest controller.
Shafto, you're live on Icklewick FM and we need your help. We are besieged by vermin.
Sorry, love, I've got it. Just don't look it in the eye.
We're at Icklewick FM Studios. There's lots of pests, rats. I mean, this bin strike. What's happening?
This whole street I'm on now, they're basically under siege. I've set up what I call the gauntlet.
What's that?
Well, Chris, it's a series of motion-activated sprinklers fed by, like, a non-toxic rat hallucinogen.
What's it doing to them?
What it actually does, Amy, is makes them horny. Big error on my part. They're actually more dangerous when they're horny. I think they're trying to sort of impress each other. Aggression. Confidence. So I'm drip up a toddler. All the other ones were like, woof, woof. I'm seeing stuff I've ever seen.
Like what?
Bat-licking a rat.
What?
They are shadowy menace. You know, you think rat, don't you? You think sneaky little rat.
Yeah.
I'm the wall, right? No one says thanks, but no. I do it. I am the wall against the tide of fur and claw upon our streets, our children, our country, our monarch.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but on behalf of the king, I would just like to thank you for your service, Shafto.
I don't thank you, mate. Thank you. That means a lot. So what exactly have you seen? What?
I don't know, a rat riding a badger.
Riding it.
Shut up! The making trip!
It'll hold! I'm on the radio! So a rat tops out about 8 miles an hour. A badger, that tops out 20 miles an hour. It's a very low centre of gravity, an extremely powerful bite. They'll go straight through the gauntlet there. Sprinkles won't even get... Look, what was that? Look, you don't look in the eyes! Chris Palmer.
Joined by Stanley Power. He has the first win for the Icklewick Bangers of the season and of all time. Stanley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on what a momentous occasion. Big win for the lads, 23-1 for the Icklewick FC Bangers.
So could you just take us through blow by blow how you think it went?
A goal from the kickoff is impressive, I think, by anyone's standards. And I think we're head and shoulders above the competition this week, literally.
Yeah, you were. I mean, there was a lot of injuries, weren't there, this week? A lot of tears.
Yeah. A lot of tears, a lot of tantrums.
Yeah.
One is still in a coma, but comas, to me, are just like holidays. You have a nice lovely little break, you're in a little world, you come back out, and there's a new app. If you're going to get in the way of a grown footballer, you take the consequences. It's that time I ran out of bull. I knew it was going to happen, but, you know, you took a chance.
Is that what that scar's from?
No, that's from something completely different. What I will say on a side note is to also do not run at traffic.
Do you want to tell us about the other team?
Because there is some controversy.
There is a little bit of controversy, obviously.
Respect?
Well, obviously you're playing as a fully grown adult team, and the team you're against, unless I'm mistaken, were the under-11s.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. How's that happened?
Well, I mean, I think there were mistakes made on both sides of admin. But when I signed up, I was told by the person who handed me the form when I entered the competition, fairly and squarely, the under-11s, I heard his mental aid. So I entered the entire team on the proviso that they are, except for Derek, but we put him on the side. He was a sub.
Yeah.
The rest are technically under-11, which is why they're not allowed to operate heavy machinery or buy energy drinks.
Remember what happened, didn't we? They had a bit of an energy drink, pulled the front off a shop.
So people are calling for you to quit the league. They don't want you to carry on. The organisers have said, yeah, it's an administrative error, but they don't want you to carry on. What do you say to these people?
Well, I say we're not like you. We're not quitters. We're the Ickerwick FC bangers, and we're going to bang on. We're going to bang on through the league, and we're going to bang all those under-11s for the rest of the season, and we're going to bring back that trophy.
This isn't the only scandal you've been involved in.
This week?
In what respect?
Well, Stanley, as you were coming into the office, we have had...
A cache of documents that have been anonymously emailed to Ickerwick FM.
Stanley, I'm just going to come clean. There is a picture amongst these documents of an act of...
Spit it out.
Extreme depravity.
There's a deprived act, and there's a picture, and involving, I would say, 13, 14, 15 people.
Can I have a copy?
Stanley, you're in it.
What is this about? Can we talk about football? That's not me either, by the way.
What's not you?
That person.
The one that's got your face.
He's clearly French.
Why do you think he's French?
He's holding a baguette. This is a day for celebration, not lies, and for people to draw drawings of people who are upstanding, not all of them upstanding in that, obviously, but people in the community are very important and who helped make this victory possible in the first place. I thought you'd be a bit happier. Come here, just smut and get this on the bus. Well, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, but you have offended me. You've undermined the victory of the Ickerwick Bangers. And would you please validate my parking?
We're not going to do that, no.
We can't do that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Chris Blackwood anywhere on Ickerwick FM. We're back in the studio with Nicola Trickle, and I've just got to say, this mayor has ticked me off. If I could get that goggle-eyed gobshite in the studio, I'd give him what for. Yeah, I'd tell him.
The red phone is ringing.
What?
It's
what?
Direct line from Mayor's office.
Oh. Chris, pick it up.
I can't.
Give him what for?
If you're big eyes, I'm scared and don't do it. I don't want to do
I
it.
I don't want to pick it up.
You hear me? You have to do it.
Gosh, I can't. Coward sometimes. I'm not touching that phone. Hello?
Mayor
Mr. Blobby, as I live and breathe. Do you know what? You've really let us down as a town. And actually, it's you that's in trouble, not us, for what we said. We're just saying the truth. It's you that's let everyone down. You're not responsible? Then who's responsible?
Mayor's assistant, Nicola Trickle.
That's so unreasonable. Why would I leak if it was my fault?
What?
You leaked it.
No, you're the leaker.
Nicola. Didn't want to say because I don't want to get in trouble.
Nicola, you sent these emails.
Why did you do that?
We wanted to stand up for what I believe in for once in my life because I do have ethics. I've heard my teacher, and I remember when she at assembly, she gave me an award for community service, and I was a really good, nice, kind girl. And then I just strayed away from that because of the temptations of being in the upper class.
Bloody blow.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, listeners. The mayor's assistant, Nicola Trickle, has been fired live on air. This is great.
Can you stop smiling at least? She's sat right in front of us.
No, but you know what? I'm proud. I will not be silenced. And I'm going to make some really good content now I have more time, but I do need somewhere today.
You can stay in my caravan. There's so much room.
I love your caravan.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's good. You can stay there. But...
it's been quite crowded in there.
It is quite crowded. Do you know what, Mayor Blobby? We've got reams and reams of evidence that you're corrupt. And we're sat with a TikToker. We're a radio station. We've got enough here to get you thrown out of office.
We've also got a picture of you, no clothes. You're just wearing a little bow tie and that's it.
But this could all go away. This could all be put in the recycling bin if you just give the bin workers the pay rise they want and deserve. What do you have to say to that?
Blob,
hey!
Oh, we got the pay rise!
Blob.
Fine, take it out of the school budget, the hospital budget, the police budget. It doesn't matter. What I'm hearing is a bell, and it's a victory bell, because
we have won!
Right, Christopher Louise, delete all the mucky stuff, delete all the PDFs, get rid of that evidence. Do the honours.
Okay, there we go. It's gone. That feels fine.
I think that feels fine.
That feels
that
good.
That is what you call in the biz, Nicola, pay attention. Negotiation.
Welcome to big school.
We have won. 15p. 15p! That's a rise of 15p per year going to the bin men. I can see them out the window. They're going back to work. Them bin trucks. Oh. It's like the holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
What is that?
Holidays are coming. I don't know. It must be some brand that. It could be big, could be small.
Okay.
But it feels like that. The holidays for us are coming. It's a banger.
The bin men don't look happy to be working again, do they? They look sad. They've had to take their Hawaiian shirts off.
Mm. The only Connect viewers have just plummeted. But that is not our responsibility. I'm absolutely thrilled with how today's gone. Winners all round, I would say.
I'd say just feel the fear, do it anyway, and be brave.
That sounds stupid. Oh. Incredibly dense.
Nicola, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling a bit worried about telling my parents because they're going to be really disappointed in me and I'm worried about getting into uni.
What are you going to do now? What's the next chapter for Nicola Trickle?
She's back full
time. Trickle Monster.
I'm going to be Trickle Monster full time.
It's amazing.
Do something worthwhile with your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Nicolette. Oh, I think a bit of your Trickle Monster costume just ran across my leg.
What is that?
Oh my god, what is that?
How does it hold on to the badger like that?
A rat riding a badger. Good job,
girl. Mr. Patel, get it.
You have been listening to Kalvik FM, created and written by Chris Cantrip and Amy Gladhead, with additional material from the cast, featuring Lucy Beaumont, Tom Burgess, Ty Campbell, Phil Ellis, Colin Holt, Nisha Odedra, Nicola Redman, Mark Sikox, and Shivani Tashu. Sound design and music by Jack Louis Evans. And the producer was Benjamin Sutton. Kalvik FM is a Daddy Superyacht production for BBC Radio 4.